Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. Well, I'm back downtown in my normal parking spot. I'm going to go into that same place using the same pattern to get down there. I do not want to live on autopilot. I need to start paying attention. I need to engage. I need to look around. I need to see God. I want to go into that hospital room. I want to be peace and joy and love. I want to be Christ-like today. And so I have to pay attention. I cannot be allowing myself to just go about my day without thinking, without talking to God, without asking Mary to grab my hand, without seeing God in all the crazy places, without searching blessings in my day, in my morning, in my drive, in my prayer, in my thoughts, in my words, in my deeds. I'm a little bit different than I was on Friday, a totally different frame of mind. And that was because I believe the break that I needed, I did decide to go to the Women of Christ Conference. And I had my soul filled because I thoroughly enjoy meeting people on the journey. I am absolutely on fire when I get up on stage and I share my story and I share some things that can hopefully help people deepen their relationship with God and the beautiful Catholic faith. That's what my ministry is all about. And then to meet people. Sorry, it's so noisy down here. This city, I can't, I've stopped and started and stopped and started so many different times, and I've just got to get into the room. So you might hear some noises in the background. And an apology for my voice. This is the first time I've spoken to anyone today. So it's a little bit on the raspy side, and I'm probably going to stop occasionally and clear it, like right now. So if you are feeling like you are on autopilot, that you're just going along the day and you're not really engaged, you're just kind of in a rut, maybe ho-hum. This is Thanksgiving week. You might be opposite of that. Maybe you're going a little insane. How am I going to get all this done? How am I going to go to the grocery store and buy all my stuff and make sure that my house is all clean and blah, 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 blah. Or maybe you're stressed out about Thanksgiving because you're going to see that person. That person who you know doesn't agree with you and who has challenging conversations, and you're not looking forward to seeing that person. I mean, there's a lot of things that we might be dealing with this week, being a holiday week. For me, I'm dealing with the fact that it's not going to be a holiday. You know, I'm going to be spending my time in the hospital room. It'll be a very different holiday, but I'm going to be grateful that I will have this time with my dad. I pray. I'm not looking even forward to Thanksgiving. I'm staying in today. I'm going to just take my day as it comes. I'm going to seek out God. I'm going to look for blessings. Again, I'm going to try and be faith, hope, and love as much as possible. It can be stressful this week. So let's grab on to our day. Let's not let the day happen to us. Let us happen to the day. Let's be purposeful with what we do. Let's seek out making others' lives better. Let's seek out loving people in a unique, genuine way. And let's also bring joy to others, even with a small smile. That's sometimes all it takes. I am so grateful again for the Women of Christ and the St. Mary's on the Hill, which is by Holy Hill. It was beautiful. I really did have my spirit re-energized. I had a moment to take a break. And now coming back into the routine of being at the hospital all the time, I want to make it powerful. I want to make each day meaningful. I want to bring peace and joy and love not only to my dad, but to the nurses, to the doctors, to my family that are there. Because that is what we're supposed to do. Sometimes we don't feel like doing it. Today, I feel like doing it. I am in a totally different frame of mind, and I'm trying to stay as positive as I possibly can. We're going to have some procedures today, another chemo procedure and another, it's what they call Rituxan. So we'll have to see how this all goes. There could be a reaction. So saying lots of prayers to make sure that my dad doesn't have any reaction to it, and praying that it helps. We think that things are stabilizing. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I cannot tell you how amazing it is when you're at a conference with thousands of women and you just say, hey, my dad's in the hospital, and you know that there are women everywhere that are praying for my dad. There is such power in prayer. So this is a shout out to any and everyone who has said one prayer, or dozens or hundreds, have lit candles, have offered things up, who have made sacrifices. I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate you. It gives me such peace in my heart to know that you all out there are walking with me through this. And I don't want to make it all about this. So let's talk about this week. If you're stressed out, if you're freaking out, if you don't want certain people over to your house because they're just that kind of person, you've got to just let it go. Take everything moment by moment. You will get it done if you ask Jesus into your tasks. Jesus, please help me go to the grocery store. Jesus, please help me have peace and joy as I drive and do all these errands. Lord, as I'm out in these stores, use me as a vessel. Help me to bring joy to other people by smiling and praying for them and saying, God bless your day. Lord, please help me be you today. And the only way I can do that is with you. If you come into my heart and you open it, and together we do everything. Because then you're going to say, wow, I have money to get a turkey and fix-ins. And I have a house and a home and dishes and people and a family to celebrate this with. What a blessing. I don't know. You can look at my situation and say, I'm not in a hospital. Some of you may be. But I won't be in a hospital this Thursday. I'll be able to be with friends and family and celebrate. You know, there's so many things to be positive about and to look at if we just change the eyes that we look through, the heart that we live in. It's a conscious effort, and it's a spiritual change. Because when we ask Jesus into our tasks, into our day, into our heart, then we have that uplifting part of our life. God is working in us, and everything should be peaceful. And when that person comes to that event, whatever it is, maybe it's not Thanksgiving, maybe you're thinking about and dreading a Christmas person that's going to be around. All you have to do is give it to God. You say, Lord, help me love this person where they are. And just love them. If they're argumentative, love them. Don't fight against that person. Just love them. You know what, Uncle Lou? I'm not going to fight with you at all. I love you. You know? Or let's not talk about that today on this beautiful day. You can deter discussions, push them down the path if you'd like. That's one of the things when you have people who are angry or who want to fight. And if you love them, they can't do it. It doesn't work. Love begets love. So try it. Try to shower more love on the people in your life who push your buttons that you're going to deal with this week. And again, be grateful. Look at the blessings. And the more that you look at the blessings, the more you're going to see them. And the more God is going to lift your spirit, lift your heart, and you will get everything done and then some with joy. You'll do the shopping because you're going to be grateful that you actually have some money to get this stuff and that you're going to cook it, and you're going to cook it with love, maybe even with a little holy water, holy salt, holy oil, praying over it, making it with love. I mean, it just changes everything. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, whatever we have going on in our day today, will you please come into everything with us, all of our tasks. Help us to pay attention and help us to manage our emotions. Help us not to allow ourselves to go up and down, left and right, and allow ourselves to go into despair and stress and anxiety, because that is not you. Pour into our hearts peace, joy, and love so that we can pour it out of ourselves and give it to everyone around us. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guardian angel, guide us, lead us, and protect us. All you holy angels and saints, please wrap your arms around us and help us fight against the evil that is trying to take that joy, that peace, that love from us. Trying to push us into moments of despair, lack of hope, anxiety, and fear, and anger. Lord, we love you so much. We give you our day, and we ask that you help us with everything. In your powerful, holy, loving name, Jesus, we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, everyone, I love you all so much. Gotta go. Going to be love and peace and joy. I will keep you updated on what's going on. Thank you again for all your prayers. Get on out there. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.